This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092. Plenty of things going on in the NFL, so we need to kind of put them all together. We throw them, in the pen? And we have a little bit of a roundup here. So let's do a little NFL rapid fire. Here's Dan Menigan.
Oh, yeah.
All right, gentlemen, we are going to begin with the week that was and then work our way into the week that will be. Does that make sense? Questions,
yes.
Comments, concerns?
Yes.
Good. I didn't want them anyway. Let's begin with Denver. This is absolutely unbelievable. The Denver Broncos were down 19-0 in their game against the New York Giants, then rattled off 33 straight unanswered points in the fourth quarter.
It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable how that ended up happening. Have you guys, just off the top of your heads, have you ever seen anything like that?
No, it's an NFL record.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
It's unbelievable. 33 in the fourth quarter because you just thought it was, well, they're getting whacked and they have nothing going. And then they just came back and went nutso. According to the stats, a 0.2% chance of coming back to win the game.
And that's why I say analytics sucks.
Hey, you said there was a chance. Said there was a chance.
The worst part might have been, okay, they're down 19-0 going into the fourth. They were down 26-8 with just over 5 minutes to play. Wow. That's unbelievable.
This seems like something that would happen to the Browns.
Well, it
or
does.
Or was the Giants, right?
Kind of did that Jets game. Remember that one?
Oh. The Jets game.
Bo Nix looks like the real deal. And
do you think so? Because there's a lot of discourse around.
Yeah, I think he does.
Discord?
Discord and well, but here's the thing. If you find the right guy and you coach him up and it works for you, you don't have to have the first quarterback out of the draft.
Well, it looked pretty clunky in London, Jeff. You have to admit.
Well, I'm not saying that he's the second coming of Roethlisberger, okay? But what I'm saying is this. It's working in Denver. He seems to be the guy that they're going to go with. We'll go to the classic example. Dan Marino was the sixth quarterback off the board in his draft. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Kenny O'Brien didn't work. Tony Eason didn't work. Todd Blackledge didn't work. Todd, if you're listening, love you.
He has touchdown passes in every game this year.
Oh,
he's got 11 total.
It looks like he can play, doesn't it?
But what's weird is he bounces back and forth on the yardage for these games. So whether that's him or that's play driven. 176, then 200, 153, then 326 against the Bengals.
It's kind of clunky when you watch it.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It's up and down.
The Kansas City Chiefs got a 31-0 win over the Raiders.
Mm.
Guys, did the Chiefs figure it out?
Yep.
Are we now on Chiefs Super Bowl watch?
Yep. Absolutely.
Because if it ended right now,
we always
would be on the outside looking in.
Oh, I think they have a great chance getting Rashee Rice back. Does nothing but help that offense. They run a fleet of skill position guys out there. Are any of them like Justin Jefferson? No. You know, are any of them like Jonathan Taylor? Nope. But they keep running guys out there on offense, and they keep getting productivity at wide receiver, at running back, and at tight end. Good for them.
They'd be a half game out if they were in the North, only because they played one more game. So
keep an eye on them.
Yeah.
I think they're getting there.
So you brought up the North. Do you know the Ravens have the second best odds to win the North?
Still?
According to your friends at FanDuel.
Wow.
Yeah. Plus 130 for the Steelers to win the North. Plus 135 for the Ravens to win the North.
Hmm.
You buy it?
I'm not counting Baltimore out. Their defense hasn't been good, but if they can figure that out a little bit, there's rumblings. Should you make a change at defensive coordinator? You've even heard rumblings that Dean Pease should be brought out of retirement at the age of 76.
Wow.
A gentleman who I did a great story with about his ability to compose songs on an electric piano.
Do you think we could play that next
segment? Despite the fact that he can't read music.
Wow. A good story.
It is a good story.
Yeah. Was that when he was at Kent State?
Yep.
Yeah. I want to see what they look like when Lamar comes back. I mean, they've been so down. And how many games till he comes back? What do we think?
So, according to the latest story I'm reading here, they're saying he's still sidelined with the hamstring injury as they return from the bye. He did not practice on Monday.
So, he's probably not going to play this week. Well, don't you think?
But it's a Sunday game, though. And they're coming off of a bye week, so the Monday practice kind of feels like, all right, boys, let's see who ate too much last week.
I have a weird feeling he comes back for like a game or two and he's done for the rest of the season. I don't know why I have this bizarre feeling. Like or the Ravens can't figure it out when he comes back. Something goes sideways when he comes back. I don't have a lot of faith in the Ravens right now. I'm gonna be honest with you.
When Lamar comes back, watch Derrick Henry explode. They've really been keying on Derrick Henry, and he's not been typical Derrick Henry.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how bad is this hole? Again, we're talking about 1-5. What, 1-5?
There's only been four teams. Football.
Only four teams in NFL history have come back to make the playoffs after starting 1-5.
Surprised they're not going. Didn't go Tyler Huntley more.
Yeah, because Cooper Rush is a hot mess.
Didn't. Yeah.
He is an absolute mess.
So you think the Ravens will be in the playoffs when it's all said and done?
Yes.
I think they got to win.
Yes.
If they win 10 games, I think they can do it.
I buy the talent. I think that is the most talented roster all the way around, even with the injuries and that stuff. I think the talent
then
is still there.
Then how are they 1-5?
Because their quarterback's hurt.
Okay, you don't think they can pick up one game? I mean, even the Browns beat the Packers. You tell me they can't win? I don't know that they
can go 9-2 the rest of the way.
No.
That's what they got to do to go 10-7.
But I think they could make their way. If they're 9-8, no one's going to want to see them in the last round.
Who do you have more faith in, the Chiefs or the Ravens to make the playoffs? They're 4-3. The Ravens are 1-5. You are, I don't care how good they are. You are what your record says you are. And they're going to have to go on an unbelievable run when he comes back. Historic.
Would it shock you?
Yes, because no. They're going to lose a game that they're not supposed to lose.
Well, you can argue they already lost a couple of them with having Cooper Rush sitting there.
I'm just telling you.
Right. It was god-awful at football.
I'm not buying it.
So interesting.
You're talking about the Central Michigan chip right there.
Good on him. Interesting thing coming out of the Eagles. Why are the Eagles like the best dysfunctional team that is going? Between all the A.J. Brown hubbub and now he's still sending cryptic posts all over the place and complaining. But then they bring in Za'Darius Smith on a free agent contract.
Yeah.
And then looks around and goes, I don't think I want to do this. And retires. And their solution to that is now to bring in 37-year-old Brandon Graham out of retirement.
Add depth.
I guess.
I
wish Jason Kelce would come out of retirement. I'm getting tired of seeing all these commercials. I want to see him play.
Howie Roseman's a really good GM there.
Although I'm still mad at him for wearing the Baltimore band uniform.
I know you are. Yeah. He sounded good.
Yeah, he did. Wasn't bad.
In Howie, they trust. So I just wait till the trade deadline as well. Don't be stunned if they do something at the trade deadline. Fortify. Their little weaknesses. When you have the Super Bowl champ spotlight on you, funny things happen.
Aaron Rodgers is taking on the Packers this week. Yeah, except the Packers going to Pittsburgh
It's in Pittsburgh.
On Thursday, there will be a Zoom availability with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers media as well, which I am sure is going to be handled in a non-weird manner by him.
Sure. Sure.
So what do we think of this, guys?
I think Aaron will play well, and I'll bet the Pack wins. In fact, we hope the Pack wins, do we not, Andy?
And the Browns win, because then all of a sudden the season changes and it flips over. It flips.
You know, Aaron,
really a game behind Pittsburgh? Is that a game and a half?
For the first time this last game, I thought Aaron Rodgers, it was against Cincinnati on Thursday night, obviously. So they didn't have, it's Thursday night football. You never know what's going to happen. But I thought for the first time, hey, now that's the Aaron Rodgers that I knew and loved from Green Bay days. I thought he played pretty well.
There's flashes there.
Yeah, and they lost. He threw 4 touchdowns in that game. But I think he's doing okay. And we'll see how he progresses there. He loves throwing to DK Metcalf, but boy, his tight ends were great in that game. I mean, they did a nice job, and he found them. Freiermuth had great big long touchdowns.
That's the Arthur Smith factor, though. That guy always throws the tight ends.
Yeah. Are you picking the Packers or Steelers, then? Who are you picking?
I'll take the Pack.
Who are you taking?
And I think the Packers will win that
game.
I
think the Packers will, too.
I just think they're the better team. The only problem is the offense is kind of stuck in mud, and nobody wants to talk about it.
Well, hopefully they put new turf in.
The Packers' offense is not good right
what
now.
What a garbage field. Seriously, the field was garbage when the Browns played there.
But it kind of...
Garbage. It was garbage. I mean, you can't... I don't know how you do that. You got a team like Pitt playing there, and then you got the Steelers playing there. I'm embarrassed for those guys. Did you see how nice our lawn looked the other day? Oh, it was gorgeous.
It's great.
Gorgeous. Bravo, Browns ground crew. Well done.
It's wonderful. We're glad.
You're done with us? So what you're trying
done
to say?
With you for years.
He's done with us, Jeff.
Apparently so.
Yep. Interesting week in the NFL. And then, man, I can't. I'm ready for. I wish the Browns played earlier. Tropical Storm looked at me the other day. He goes, "The Browns only had one nationally televised game." I go, "I don't know. No, he said they only had one primetime game." And I'm like, I don't know. Is 9:30 in the morning prime time?
It's arguably one too many.
So down. If you're going to feel optimism about this team at all, can't you feel it this week?
Cynical young Dan.
Why? Because
you guys all want them to lose every week. I can't do this.
Why?
I can't do it every week.
Don't want them to lose every week.
I think you guys do. I think you want them to lose.
I do want them to get as high of a draft choice as they can get next year.
I hate this whole notion of wanting them to lose.
You know what I hate? I hate this. I hate the fact that I hate it when a team kind of is out of playoff contention and then continues to win games.
What are you talking about?
The Browns aren't there yet.
It saved Eric Mangini's job here.
Yeah, for how long, and what did that do for anybody other than Eric and the Mangini family?
Hey, they had a good night last night.
Well, that's
the brother-in-law.
It's just
brother,
this.
Brother-in-law go to
if you're
World
out
Series
of,
for the first
time? If you're out of the playoff race, it does you no good as an NFL team to win games. None.
It
really doesn't. Andy, I'm just looking at it from a team-building standpoint. And I know you want to create the culture and blah, 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 blah. You want to add as much good young talent to your team as you can. Under a good contract.
Yeah, but you know what? If you're good at picking players, you should be able to figure it out. Like, we keep sitting here saying, well, the Browns have to get a quarterback in the first round. Does it have to be the number one overall pick? Because if it does, it means you're probably going to have to trade your other pick.
They're not going to get there. They're going to win more than they need to be the number one.
So if you're good at what you do, and you
can stop there.
What? If you're good at what you do?
It's been 6 drafts. How many of them have you liked? Move along.
Yeah, take your picks. Like, can we just have a draft where we just take our picks? Is it that hard? Is it? What I mean,
if you got two spots,
there are just things I look at, and I think they just make it way too complicated sometimes.
Like the great NBA rule. Last thing you want to do is be in the middle.
Well, if you draft, though, you're not going to be in the middle. You're not. If you draft well.
Big if. Keep moving. Dan wants us out.
I know Dan wants us out. Let's do a little baseball when we come back. She was in the World Series. How many former Indians are going to be there for the Blue Jays? Gotta love it. 216-474-0092.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
We will talk to Chris Fedor at 1 o'clock from Cleveland.com. By the way, speaking of Cleveland.com, we talked to Mary Kay Cabot at 11 o'clock. That is available on the Odyssey app or the Baskin and Phelps podcast. But Chris Fedor is going to join us at 1 o'clock from Cleveland.com. We're going to talk Cavs with him as the Cavs get set to start the season. Well, kids, we have a World Series after a Game 7 last night where the Toronto Blue Jays came back to defeat the Seattle Mariners. And Mr. Springer sprung into action late enough in the game to give them a home run to make the difference, to send the Blue Jays to their first World Series since 1993. And it took, what, 10 years? But Ross Atkins and Mark Shapiro were going to the World Series after leaving Cleveland from Toronto. First, just your thoughts on the World Series matchup, Jeff. You got the Dodgers and you've got the Blue Jays.
I like it. It's a good matchup. I was pulling for Seattle in the series, but Toronto's a very good baseball team. Dodgers are an extremely good baseball team, and I think it'll be a nice series. It'll be fun.
Dan, since you don't care about baseball, I wasn't going to ask you, but okay, I'll give you the opportunity. What do you think of this World Series?
I think it's excellent.
You love baseball. I don't know anybody that loves baseball more than you, I'll be honest with you.
It's excellent. It's going to be a blast. I think you get two teams that are going to be pretty well matched. I think you're going to see, hopefully, I would like to see the Blue Jays win the whole thing, but that's just because I think it'd be fun to have teams that don't win the World Series win the World Series. And I think they're a really fun team to root for, and I think they're a really fun team to watch. The Dodgers are a blast, too, and you'll watch Shohei Ohtani do things you've never seen before.
Yeah, I'm excited. I was happy last night to watch the Blue Jays go on and win. I did think, and I texted you guys at one point, what Springer hit the home run in the seventh, bottom of the seventh.
Yeah. Sorry.
And, man, like, the broadcast went total Blue Jays. Like it was almost like Seattle wasn't even there. It was weird.
I felt that way too.
It seemed
like they just thought it was over. They thought it was over.
I don't know. Maybe it's because of the Cubs that I think this way. Or maybe I've seen, you know, Guardians/Indians lose leads late and say, yes, I understand that, you know, no team had more comeback victories in Major League Baseball and Toronto Blue Jays this year. But I mean, man, I mean, they, as soon as he hit that home run, they buried Seattle. Didn't even give him a chance.
Well, the first thing that needs to be said too, because I saw the replay of it. That joint got loud.
Oh, it was super loud.
Got loud when it went over the fence. That was cool. That was really cool to hear how loud the Rogers Center got.
Should the ball have ever gone over the fence?
Saying bad pitch?
No. Saying bad managerial move.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Andrés Giménez with a sack bunt. So you have men on second and third. You go to the bullpen. You bring in Bizardo, who had pitched the night before and had pitched a lot. You have first base open against a great playoff hitter with one out. And you pitch to George Springer. Oops. Dan Wilson of the Mariners will be second guessed for the rest of his life about that one. You could have put him on first base, set up the double play.
You probably could have. Yep. And there were a lot of double plays in that again last night, you know, when they needed to come up with them.
I hate putting guys on base, except first base is open.
It's not as bad as it used to. You used to have to throw the ball four times. Now you just say go.
First base is open. You've got one out, and you've got a great playoff hitter at the plate. And you went to the – everybody's screaming in Seattle that they should have brought in Munoz instead of bringing in the other guy who had pitched a ton. And, you know, as it turns out, yep, you should have. But I think the move was you just needed to walk Springer and – try for the double play ball.
Dan, what did you think of the game?
It was a great baseball game.
It was a good game.
I thought I would have brought in Munoz there and then had a pitch to him. And I feel like it was one of those moments where...
You'd have brought in your closer early.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want my best pitcher.
He was fully rested.
I want my best pitcher to go in the tightest part of the game. And I feel like they got themselves into a, well, the closer's the closer because he's the closer type of situation.
As they did here in Cleveland when Andrew Miller went in at various times because we need to get out of this right now.
Well, and they did the same with Cody Allen too, where they would move, bump Cody Allen up and go, all right, we got to get out of this again. We've got ourselves into a bit of a mess. There's nobody out.
We'll worry about the eighth or ninth when we get there.
Exactly. And especially facing Springer, I would have had my best arm out there. I think Dan Wilson got himself into a closer as the closer because he's the closer.
Yeah. And he thought he might be in a position where he was going to have to close out the game.
Right. Instead of, you know what, we'll be worried about this, and then we'll go from there. But no, Springer crushed it.
When do they have to announce starters for the World Series then?
I think we've got a little bit still.
The Dodgers are set.
First game is Friday, right?
Yeah, Friday.
Okay.
Every game is at 8 o'clock,
by the way.
That it's Friday night.
When would you like it to start?
Tomorrow.
Let's go,
especially
baby.
With an East Coast-West Coast matchup.
Yeah.
Well, sort of East Coast, sorry. I know every game is at 8 o'clock. You go Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. And then you got November baseball if you can get to game 7. Oh, man. I just saw the ticket prices.
Stupid.
Holy moly.
Oh, it's stupid.
It is L.A.
Well, no, these are the games in Toronto.
Well, there's only one town.
First time in 30 years.
One town in Canada, baby.
Wow. Game 7, I'll give you game 1 tickets in Toronto. Now is that Canadian or American?
It's a good question. I guess it'd be American.
I would too. $1,170.
That checks out
for a get in.
First time in 30 years.
LA, much more reasonable because I always think of reasonable costs in LA. $770, the lowest ticket price is game 4 right now. $736.
Television is a wonderful thing.
No kidding. Wait, how much is the ticket for TV?
That'd be 0.
Yeah, I agree. Wow. Man, I don't know how often I've ever seen ticket prices that high on an ESPN site. Or maybe I'm just used to looking at the $6 tickets for the Guardians.
And again, this is the first time in 30 years. I mean, they haven't sniffed they weren't even in the ALCS at any of those points. I mean, this is the first time they've truly sniffed the World Series since Joe Carter.
93, yeah.
So, I mean, of course it's going to be through the roof.
Are we surprised that it took Mark 10 years to do this?
Shapiro?
Yeah.
No.
And Ross, when they went, they've been there 10 years already.
It makes sense.
Isn't that crazy? It feels like they were just here.
I mean, that team was a veteran-laden mess that was perpetually chasing people around, throwing loads and loads of money at them, hoping that they would take it and come to Canada. And having to talk expensive free agents into being okay with the idea that you got to pay Queen Elizabeth and pay Uncle Sam. And so they realized, okay, we got to build this thing from within. We've got to tear this thing down and start from scratch. And then they tried to do it with the pitching staff for a while. That got them in trouble. And then they figured out how to develop some guys. At you, Savage kid, my goodness. I mean, playing in what, double A earlier in the year, single A earlier in the year to throw in the World Series now?
It's pretty amazing
it's
stuff.
It's a cool story.
It's been awesome.
I mentioned to Dan earlier, Andy, the one difference between, if you're looking for differences, between our team and, say, the Toronto Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Our team, I think, made the wise decision that, you know what, Andrés Giménez isn't hitting for us like we thought he would. You know, they signed him to the long-term extension for pretty good money the year he had a pretty good offensive year. And though his glove continued to be stellar, that he just wasn't hitting very well. So the Guardians decided to move on from him and trade him, because the Guardians were paying him to be one of the key guys on the team. Correct?
Correct.
And it wasn't working. So you trade him to Toronto. Toronto, with the money that's backing the Toronto Blue Jays, that's terrific. We can pick up a guy who has a really good glove, as good as anybody in the game at his position, and he can play short and play that really well too. And that'll add to what we have depth-wise and be a great complement to the terrific offensive players we have, because he's so good with a glove. Yep, we'll take him.
And we don't really need him to be that
exactly
bad. Yeah, that's where he's perfect there.
Yeah, it's perfect. And they're paying him a ton of money not to hit very well. And our team couldn't afford to do that and decided they didn't want to do that.
So who are we most happy for? Bieber, Giménez, Miles Straw, Ernie Clement. Can we count Clement?
I'm not
happy. Can we get to count him or no?
I'm not happy for any of them.
I'm happy for all those guys. But you're not happy for Bieber? I'm happy for Bieber. I don't care.
No, I'm not unhappy about it.
I'm really happy for Mark and
It doesn't faze me at all on that. Good for all of them. Terrific.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope Toronto wins it. But I'm not like, golly, that sure is swell. I'm glad they're there. I'm not. It doesn't matter to me. I wanted Seattle, personally.
Well, but you liked it, too, because of local ties, too, right? We had some local ties on the team.
Yeah, I like Josh Naylor and Dominic Canzone, Luke Rayleigh,
mm-hmm.
a couple of local guys. Canzone pinch hit in the ninth inning and struck out, unfortunately.
All right, so
Julio ended the game swinging at a ball that should have been on a golf tee.
Yeah, that was weird. Who do you like overall here? Then who do you like in the World Series? You want the Dodgers or you got the Blue Jays? Dan, you can go first.
I've been wrong the whole time. And so I'll just continue to be wrong because it's more fun. I'll go Blue Jays in six.
Blue Jays in six.
I'll go Blue Jays in six. And I think some of that is just hope, because I want to see a team that hasn't won the World Series win the World Series. I think this Blue Jays team is really good.
Yeah, I think it is too.
Their bullpen is really good. George Springer is on such a heater right now. And they've got enough guys around him. Kirk has been solid. Varsho's been pretty good as well. Giménez has been able to bounce around, and they might get Bo Bichette back, which will only extend that lineup.
Jeff, who do you like?
To win or to pull for?
To win.
Dodgers.
Yeah, I like the Dodgers too. The pitching is there. Having Ohtani alone. I mean, I know one guy can't win a baseball game by himself, but man, if there's ever been a player in recent times.
They could roll out starters that could go seven every game, which covers up their bullpen that's been a nightmare.
I got a really weird fact today that I'd never heard. Check this out. Don Mattingly. Did you hear the Don Mattingly stat in the World Series?
Nope.
She's this one. So Don Mattingly's been in Major League Baseball since 1982. He spent 14 years as a player, 12 as a manager, 17 as a coach. After 40 years, he's finally in a World Series. That just, to me, that seems, wow. You would think Don Mattingly would have been there before. 40 years of Major League Baseball for Don Mattingly. I don't know. Should I be happy for him?
Let's be happy for Don Mattingly.
Let's be happy for Don Mattingly. I just thought that was a super interesting little stat.
There you go, Don. I'll enjoy the series. World Series is just great stuff. But I must tell you, because of our team,
mm-hmm.
I can't wait until the World Series ends.
Because that means we're back in it.
Means baseball moves start again.
Yeah.
And our team needs to make some serious moves this winter.
I don't know. How far away are we? How far away are we from either one of these teams? Like it's the offense.
Don't do that.
Although,
our team's a long way from either one of these teams.
But it's not necessary. I mean, Toronto didn't win with a whole lot of power last night. They had one extra base hit. It was the home run.
Yeah, well, guess what?
You need power, and you need power bad.
Our team needs three bats. You got to drop three bats into this lineup.
Go out and get them. I'm good with it.
Or keep your fingers crossed that somebody emerges like Chase. Come on, Chase DeLauder.
All right, speaking of emerging, is this the Cavaliers' year? They are almost set to tip off. We're going to talk to Chris Fedor at 1 o'clock. I want your thoughts on the Cavaliers. What are you expecting this season? I mean, they're coming into this a little banged up to start the season, but what is the overall goal here? What do we learn from last year? Can the Cavaliers win a second title in team history and perhaps a first without LeBron James? Oh, we're going to talk about that next. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Last we saw your Cleveland Cavaliers, they were getting knocked out of the playoffs by the Indiana Pacers after, what, knocking Miami out of the playoffs prior to that. But they are back, and there are a lot of people that believe the Cavaliers have a fantastic shot to win the East and maybe perhaps win the NBA championship this year. Maybe perhaps most would say they're the number two team in the NBA going into this thing. We shall see how it prevails and what happens next. Cavaliers open the season against the Knicks, 7 o'clock tomorrow night at the Garden. And then they are back home for what? The Milwaukee Bucks will be the first game of the season at home. And that is on Sunday at 6 over at Rocket Arena. Jeff Phelps, are you amped for the Cavaliers this season?
Here we go. I'd be stunned if they win as many games as they won last year in the regular season, but that's quite okay. You don't have to win 63 games. You don't have to win 68 games. You don't have to win 60 games. You need to put yourself in a decent position and be playing good basketball when the playoffs hit.
And be healthy. Isn't that the
most
trick?
Most important thing.
Is to be healthy, because we saw exactly what Indiana brought to the table last year. Jeff was screaming 3 weeks away from the postseason. Look out for Indy, look out for Indy, and look out for Indy. And guess who was right? It was Jeff. Give yourself a pat on the back for that. Congratulations.
Shoulder doesn't work as well.
Pick yourself up a non-existent Baskin and Phelps t-shirt.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. If they ever make them, you could have the first
We're
one.
We're in on those, baby.
You could have the very first Baskin and Phelps t-shirt.
It's going to be great.
Jeff, I mean, you walk into the season, you're a little bit banged up. Darius Garland's got the toe injury. I don't know how long it's going to be till he gets back. This is slow and steady wins the race. I think that's the one thing Cavalier fans learned from last year, right?
Yeah, there's the one thing that I think, Andy, is the most important thing for this year, and you just touched on it, but I think there's a bigger focus to it on this team, and that is health. And I say that because, you know, we know who the main guys are.
Mm-hmm.
Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, who, by the way, is going to start at small forward, and that's a great idea, even though he bruised his knee in the last preseason game. And so he's going to be a little dinged up as they get things started. And then Donovan Mitchell and eventually Darius Garland. We know that.
Mm-hmm.
They made some signings in the offseason that I actually – and some moves – that I think were really good moves.
Okay.
Trading for Lonzo Ball is a lottery ticket that could come in a big way. You gave up Isaac Okoro to get Lonzo Ball. Every day of the week, you take that gamble. Lonzo Ball has played 70 games in the last four seasons, and he missed two full seasons and then came back last year and played 35 games for the Chicago Bulls. If Lonzo Ball, and he's not, if Lonzo Ball is the same guy that he was before his knees turned to mush and he had to have him replaced with other people's body parts.
Wait, do we know that for a fact?
He'd be the perfect guy to be the starting point guard on this team next to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah.
Taller guy, defensive minded, passing minded. Nothing against Darius Garland. He'd be the perfect complement to Donovan Mitchell to be the starter. But if he were healthy, he'd never be here. You took a chance. Your fingers are crossed. He turns 28 this week. He's still a young guy. If his knee is able to hold up, Andy, he's the perfect guy to add to the backcourt. Perfect guy. Question is, you know, is he going to be healthy enough? He hasn't been. That's been the story of his career. So he, to me, is absolutely perfect. And we'll see how it goes. Max Strus is also injured and dinged up.
Yeah.
You know, so that's going to be a while. I think Larry Nance Jr. is a really nice addition to the team. Number one, he fits right in. Everybody loves him. That means nothing. What does mean something is this. Larry can play inside real well. You know, he can play forward. He can play center, undersized center. His defense is there. His hustle is there. Larry really knows how to play basketball. I mean, you see a lot of guys in the NBA who are good NBA players, but they don't. They're athletic, and they can really play. But they might not really know the game. Larry knows how to play the game. Credit to his dad. Credit to Larry. Larry Jr. But Larry has to stay healthy. He's had injury problems. And he's had a lot of them. He's in his 11th season. And Andy, let me give you three numbers about Larry, okay?
Okay.
Two of them are really good. One's not. Was in Atlanta last year. He averaged 8.5 points a game off the bench. Pretty good. He made 45% of his threes.
Hmm.
And if you remember Larry when he came into the league with the Lakers and even when he was here before, Didn't shoot it really well, but he really worked on it. Those are really good. He played in only 24 games. He has to stay healthy. They're counting on two key guys on the bench, Larry and Lonzo, who haven't been healthy. And that to me is like, oh boy, keep your fingers crossed. Because if those guys are healthy and good to go, they're really going to be a nice fit, both of them.
It was interesting to see. If you go back and look at Lonzo's career, so from 17 through 22, he was over 30 minutes a game.
Oh, he was a great player.
Yeah.
He's a really good NBA player.
And then last year, trying to come back from injury after having to sit out a little bit there.
2 years.
Yeah. Back to 22.2 minutes, 7 points per game. But, I mean, he basically averaged, Lonzo did, double figures for his first 6 years in the league.
And he was a really good player.
That second year in the league with the Lakers, he was only averaging 9.9. But, I mean, it is what it is. Call it 10 if you want to.
There's another move they just made that I like. They added Thomas Bryant, 6'10", center, big guy, who's been around the league. He's only 28. And earlier on in his career, he averaged double figures in scoring when he was with Washington. And I think he's a nice addition to the front court. And the great thing about him is you don't have to count on him to play big minutes. You have Evan Mobley, you have Jared Allen, you have Larry Nance. But Thomas gives you another big body and a skilled player. Was with Indiana last year. Might remember one of the games against the Cavs. He stepped back behind the three-point line and made some shots, and you thought, oh, my God, this is Thomas Bryant who's killing him. Well, now he's a Cav.
So he won't kill us this year. Is that what you're saying? At least in the beginning?
If he does, it didn't work out well. Another guy I think that's critical, but he's critical in a keep-your-fingers-crossed kind of way. I really like the idea of Jalen Tyson getting some playing time. And if you're wondering who could fill in, for Max Strus a little bit, it's the 22-year-old kid from last year. I like his all-around game. I'm not alone in that, but I don't think everybody's on board with that. But I think Tyson can do a lot of things. He's 6'6". He can handle the ball. He passes it well. He can score it. And I'm really curious of his all-around game. And if he makes a nice step from last year's rookie year, he could be vital.
What do you want to see? What takes him to that next step?
Playing time, I think, more so, Andy.
Yeah, I mean, he averaged, 10 minutes a game?
It's playing time. He's got to knock down shots. And so, to me, those are four really critical guys. Larry, Lonzo, Thomas Bryant, and then Jalen Tyson. You still have Dean Wade. And, if Dean can stay healthy, Dean can knock down shots and can defend out on the perimeter as well, which for a big guy, that's pretty good. And their second-round pick was Tyrese Proctor. Before anybody gets too excited, when we talk about draft picks in the NFL, draft picks in the NBA, if you're not in the top, oh, my God, those are really a crapshoot. He was a second-round pick. He can shoot a little bit. He can handle it. If he can contribute as a second-round pick, congratulations, you found something. Especially if he can contribute as a rookie. Australian kid, by the way.
What do they lose with Darius? Now, I mean, obviously we know they lose a lot, but what should be the expectation for this team early on with Darius out? And Max out, too, I mean, for that matter. But more Darius and then the transition they're going to have to make when he comes back. Because, I mean, these guys believe that last year was unfulfilled, which makes me happy when I hear that.
Yeah.
So, but the whole notion of Darius not being in there in the beginning and then maybe not panicking, I think maybe the beauty of losing to Indiana last year was that you saw another way to get it done without having to win all those games during the regular season. I'm not saying I don't want them to win the regular season games.
It was fun.
But I think they realize they're like, oh, all right, I get it. You don't have to be the first place team to be there. And we've seen that over the last 2 years, right? Where they've had a chance to mature. And now it's like, okay, we're done talking about the good guys on this team, taking their time to get better. We know they're better, especially when you sit there with a defensive player of the year.
Yeah. I until Darius comes back, you're just going to have somebody run the offense. It might be Donovan Mitchell. Maybe Donovan ends up with the ball in his hands a lot and he's orchestrating a lot of the offense. I have talked about this since he's been here, and I wonder, is this the year? And he's already made great strides, and the NBA recognizes it. He's had a lot of honors. This is your number five for Evan Mobley. It's your number five. If it's going to happen, well, now's the time, isn't it? And what I say, if it's going to happen, it's not that he's not a good NBA player. He's a really good NBA player right now. But can he become a guy? Does he have to become a guy whose scoring average jumps up to like 23 a game and whose rebounding average gets above the 9 rebounds a game that he, you know, like could he become a 23-12 guy? If he can, this becomes a different looking team. You know, and that's where I've always thought the focus should be, Andy. If clearly, Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley are your two main scoring threats, man, this team could be really good.
It should be fun. Let's get more info on this. Chris Fedor from Cleveland.com, he is going to join us here in just a moment. So we're going to bring in Chris. He'll let us know what's going on. Again, the Cavaliers getting set to start the season tomorrow against the New York Knicks, and then the home opener is Sunday against the Milwaukee Bucks. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.